my god. I'm like totally blonde. Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde. Baby, baby,
baby, I'm a special. Now are you just saying you wanna have fun or do you really wanna have fun?
You're gonna have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And now, here's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery with She Said, He Said. It's Talk American Style, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm gonna buy me. Get out of here. Get on back to my baby's arms.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Good morning. I like that song. Who is that?
I don't know. It's a blues song.
I don't know.
I liked it. I forgot his name.
It's a great song. I really like that. You know, I like when you play the guitar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad you do.
I do.
If you like it so much, how come you don't pay me when I do it?
Wow.
A musician is supposed to get paid.
I don't
paid
pay you for
playing.
A lot of things.
You should.
Wow.
Wow, this show's starting off good. Good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Saturday morning, 44 degrees and 9:04.
I'm tired of being cold.
Me too.
I am seriously, it almost makes me crabby. Did you get that mic all tightened up?
No, it keeps... Got to be talking out of my belly button in a minute.
Why is your mic going down. Falling down?
I don't know.
I do. I think you need to play more. Like, people that have musical talent and have that ability to play music, it's got to be...
Do not waste the talents, right?
Right. Don't right. you... Doesn't it, like, relieve the stress when you play the guitar?
Yeah, it does. It really does. Yeah, it's relaxing. It's relaxing.
When did you start playing the guitar?
When I was...
My nose is running. Someone needs to catch
10,
it.
I guess. 10, I started playing.
Really?
I should be a lot better than that.
No, you know what? You're really good. You just don't ever do it anymore. You're like going 100 miles a minute. And
that is true.
We all going need to slow down a little bit.
You know, at the beginning of our show, they're talking about Homes for Sale by Montgomery. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's not just Homes for Sale by Montgomery anymore. It's Kelly Lamb Homes.
Yeah.
Yes, well, she is a new real estate agent.
I don't think the website will be official until next week, and I guess we'll be figuring out how it will be. Well, you have your website, but we'll be working as a team, you know.
We need an HGTV show.
Mine is opening doors to new beginnings, and yours is your best move.
Yeah, that's right. I like how you got
we're
deep.
We're both realtors.
Your best move.
I have a joke. Can I start it off with a joke?
Yes. What's your joke?
All right. I've got more, too, in case
I'm
you guys
sure
are
you
bored.
Do.
Well, you know, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, so did
things are going to get interesting because her hair's blonde again, so it's going to get interesting.
Did anyone have like a good time yesterday? Like, do you get into the green beer and doing all that kind of stuff? I feel like I've grown up or something.
This year was kind of crazy because of the St. Patty's Day weekend was actually celebrated last weekend, but then St. Patty's Day was like
on
Friday this weekend. So you
it's
got kind of like a double
birthday,
whammy.
You know, where you celebrate it all week long. That's kind of how St. Patrick's Day was as well. What they said, what is the difference between St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo?
Hats,
a lot of
different hats.
No one tries to act Mexican on Cinco de Mayo.
No one,
but
what?
Everyone. No one tries to act Mexican, but everyone tries to be Irish for some reason when they're not.
That's true. That is true.
Are you Irish with that red hair?
I am, but I'm actually more Italian.
I am too.
Same.
Isn't that weird?
Italian and Irish. It's a weird mix.
My mom's a redhead, and she's Italian.
I think there's no alcohol in here today.
Why?
With you two.
There was. It was a long first 2 hours.
Why?
Oh, there was. Okay.
What would happen if we were drinking?
Just drunken Italian and Irish people in here.
You know, it is not
crazy
at all this morning. You know, it's really not rolling well. Is it?
Well,
should we just
it all started with your joke.
Should
okay,
we just go off? I didn't even tell my joke yet.
All right.
That was just an ad libber. Okay, so since it was
it's only going to get better from here.
So since it's St. Patrick's Day, I thought I would throw this in here. Dr. O'Malley tells his patient, "I have bad news and I have worse news, John." Oh wait a minute. We should have a leprechaun or a.
Spit it out, Kelly.
What's the voice? Irish voice, not a leprechaun voice.
Oh, to tell me the story for me, where did you?
Oh, dear John, replied.
Oh, dear John.
What is the bad news? It's starting to turn into like Count Dracula. I'm not very good. As the patient, the doctor replies, "You only have 24 hours to live." "Oh, that's terrible," says the patient. What's that?
That was more French.
How can the news possibly be worse? Dr. O'Malley replies.
Are you Dracula now?
I know. I've been trying to contact you since yesterday. Did you get the joke?
Yeah. Through all the other...
I thought it was... Oh, it's nighttime.
Are you still with us?
All right. So I have a question.
Yes, you do.
Because I always do. All right. So
the good thing about your questions is we usually give away cool stuff.
We do. Well, that's our trivia question.
Oh, your question.
So before we
your question.
So before we go to break, we have trivia to win, and we dined there last night. Absolutely loved it. I had a cheeseburger that was. I thought I was in heaven, and you kept trying to eat the Canadian bacon off the top of it.
I've got to tell you,
big as my hand.
Best bacon I've ever had in my whole entire life was at the barn last night, and I just took a bite of her bacon off of her cheeseburger. That's all I needed.
I was like, "Are you going to eat all my bacon?"
You could have just brought me a plate of bacon, and I would have been happy. That stuff was incredible. I mean, you could get serious. They would have to open up a clinic for me because I would be addicted to it.
It was really good, and then you had the shrimp linguine, right? And then,
yes.
And then we had accidentally, because we thought we had ordered the bread pudding, but they brought us.
You
the,
thought. I knew exactly what we got.
I did think that.
The creme brulee cheesecake,
which
is incredible.
Neither of us could talk for a few minutes. We were doing that, making weird noises and stuff like that. But it was really good. So we actually have a $50 gift certificate to Enjoy the Barn, which is in Crestwood. And it's next door to the Sappington House, which is, they say that it is... probably, most likely, the oldest
brick
home in St. Louis, 1808 or something like that. But so you can do a tour. It was once a library. It's the Tom Sampington House.
It's right there, right along that Grants Trail.
Man, there's water. When you look outside, you can sit outside, of course, when the weather's
really
nice.
Place.
So we have a $50 gift certificate. You can answer the question. You'll want to keep our number ready and available. Handy, as I always say, like it's a hammer hanging in your tool belt. It is 282. See, now I have to say it.
855-282.
Yeah,
855-282-8255.
Never shit. Shoot.
855-282-8255. From now on, I get to say the number.
I'm just really seriously need to go home.
Yeah, this will be our last show.
The phone's already ringing. The owner's already called and said, "That's it. They're
What'd
done
she
with."
Say?
What? Okay. 855-282-8255. I've said that enough. Or talk, if you remember that. Keep the number because as soon as I say the trivia question, you're going to want to call. When gift certificate to the restaurant, I'll try not to cuss anymore. And then also the Sappington House. So back to my question, which is brought to you by Datix, okay? Datix.com. Mark's going to be on the show next month talking about it more, but they've been designing enterprise software solutions for almost 20 years. If you're a manufacturer, if you're a company, if you're a retail business, whatever it is, you need to run your company smooth and efficiently, and you are going to want to check out Datix Inc. That's D-A-T-I-X, DatixInc.com. So the question of the day was, really, what is your favorite pastime? You know, what is it something that was back then that you wish you still could do now? And we all have that, and it's kind of funny because you always wonder, like, what are the millennials and the X generation, and what do they call the newest one now? It's not the
C-class. We got a new name
that's
for somebody?
Car. Yeah, it's the ones coming up before the...
I'm so tired of all these names for all these...
Different... We're just old people. Yeah. No, baby boomer. Are we in a baby boomer?
We're baby boomers, yeah.
Gosh, darn it. That I used to think, wow, I didn't know I was part of that generation.
Yeah.
We just had sex all the time and had babies, or what does that mean? Our parents did.
Parents did.
Our parents had a lot of babies.
Exactly.
Because there's so many of us.
Johnny Carson thinks he's responsible for a lot of us because parents would fall asleep or not listen to him and go.
Aw. Yeah. So, okay. So what is your favorite pastime? Like drive-ins. Remember the drive-ins when you'd what was it, $2 to get into the drive-in and God, you didn't want to pay $2?
Load the car up.
So people were in the trunk.
In the van. I had a van back in high school.
Did it have shag carpeting in it?
It did. It had blue shag carpeting, man, with the captain's chairs.
Did you bring your guitar and swoon the girl?
No, I did not.
Did you make out in your van?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you jealous?
It's so jealous that I missed out on that. I could have been in the van.
Wow.
I could have been that girl. But the drive-ins. Okay, so Matt, you're younger, okay? Did you ever get to experience going to the drive-in?
No.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Most of them were gone.
What was your pastime? What was something that you liked to do during your younger years?
And I don't know if it... I still like doing it. I don't know. The whole concept of reading a newspaper was one that
you wrote that on Facebook.
Because I know you can still go get newspapers, but no one ever does that anymore. Like, I still like reading newspapers. I mean, I can still listen to CDs too. Everything's now digital. You can find everything, your music, everything on a computer. CDs. Right?
What He's makes young. You like yeah. a newspaper? Is it something you did at the table with your family? Like, is there a nostalgic thing?
I mean, there was nothing. I just I don't know, the ink on your hands, that kind of mentality.
That's awesome.
It was a journalist mentality.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, reading the paper was something cool. Like, you had something tangible in your hand. Now you can just go pull it up on the computer.
The whole having a deadline to get it out, the deadline to get it printed, get it down the newsstands. Yeah, that's cool.
So what do we have? We have quite a few comments on Facebook.
Cruising up and down Main Street.
Oh,
cruising
man.
Up and down Main Street. We used to do that in Belleville. Belleville had this long Main Street, and we used to go cruising up and down Main Street. All the gearheads had their cars out. We'd pull up. It was really, you could do nothing but just sit in a parking lot with a bunch of friends and just sit
and
there and talk
you.
With all your cool cars all parked in there,
We did it. Well, ours was McDonald's. We must have drove around McDonald's 100 times. It's kind of like when you walk the bar when you start going to bars, you walk the bar to see if there's any hot guys. Would you circle the McDonald's and see many of the hot high schoolers are
see
there.
The problem with today is that somebody would have came out of McDonald's and said, you guys can't keep circling around our McDonald's all night, you got to stop that, and they put up
eventually they took that away, but you could do that. So cruising, what else? How about roller skating rink? Did you go to the roller skating rink?
Yes.
And wait for someone to ask you to couple skate?
Couple skate only.
How about when
backwards skate.
Oh, backwards skate was awesome. And then they put those flashing lights and stuff like that going.
And then there would be that one 40-year-old guy that's not, it's all by himself
still,
in his satin,
that's still skating.
In his satin jacket going around all creeping out all the young
that
girls.
That is so true. Okay, and then some people, so we had a lot of cruising, Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake was big. We had a bunch of people.
Was that the
about,
take a home a sack?
Yeah, take home a sack. But you know what? Our buddy Al Scott, talking about curb service, where they used to come out and actually
roller skate
out to your car.
I would just pass the car.
What
on
about
up.
Pinball arcades? Remember how cool pinball arcades were? Everybody would go to the pinball arcades and you'd
hang out, play air hockey,
bust $20
and
easy on pinball games.
There's those things now. People just stay home. What about just getting up on Saturday morning and going and play all day, and your parents didn't even know where you were and weren't worried?
What about getting up on Saturday morning and doing nothing but watching cool TV stuff on Channel 11, man?
Channel 11.
Mom, Pa, Kettle. This is what was on Saturday mornings when I remember.
Really aging us now.
I'm telling you.
Mom, Pa, Kettle.
Saturday morning cartoons, which was always cool. But then there was the Bowery Boys, Abbott and Costello.
That was my favorite right
Ma
there.
Ma and Pa, Kettle, Blondie, Laurel and Hardy. Those would be on back to back Saturday morning.
And if it was a scary,
you could
Evan
start at
Costello?
8 o'clock and be there till noon watching all those shows.
Where there was
and then
monsters?
You go out and play with your friends.
How about Capture the Flag? Like going outside and playing.
I never played that.
You didn't?
No.
You just played Capture the Girl.
No, Capture the. Well, kind of in a paintball nowadays. But
do people play hide and seek anymore? Like, do it? People actually play games?
No, I don't think so.
So we got Capture the Flag. What else? There is, what else do you have down
what
there?
What about going to, somebody put public pools. You remember just going to the public pool and hanging out
yeah.
all day?
I always remember to this day, and it was how many years ago? Because I just said how I'm a baby boomer. I'll never forget the girl that came up the ladder out of the pool and her boob was hanging out of her swimsuit. And you, in the whole pool, and she popped that baby up, went to the locker room, and never came back. That's horrible to happen when you're young. Like, 12 years old and something like that happened to you, that's like that. I wonder if she still talks about it like I do.
Good thing it wasn't social media. Yeah.
It would have been all over social media.
What about basement parties? Remember basement parties?
Heck yeah.
Spin the bottle.
Beanbag chairs. Yes. Spin the bottle in truth or dare.
Yeah.
You wanted the bottle to land on you. It was so sad when it never landed on you. And then as soon as it did, you're mortified on who you had
or
to
land,
kiss.
Or yeah, some other girl would get it and some girl would get it and you'd never get kissed. You're like, what's the deal?
Did she want to kiss
what's
me?
What's going on here?
It's not how it's supposed to work out. Yeah, basement part, and the basements weren't fixed up either. Like, they, I mean, they might be concrete walls.
Yeah.
And you have the poles on. It was the coolest thing ever to be able to do that. Oh, man, there's so many good things. Is there any that we missed that we have to make sure that we
a
share?
A couple of lawn jarts. Well, they called them lawn darts, but they were actually called lawn jarts.
What does that mean?
They were lawn darts. Those big, long, spiky darts with the blue.
That sounds dangerous.
Blue and red. Well, see, that's the problem. That's why we don't have
that's why we don't
anymore.
Do it. Well, we can't do anything anymore.
Somebody decided they were dangerous.
You have to wear a helmet to go to the
mailbox
now.
Somebody else decided that they were too dangerous for us.
So they're dangerous. How about hanging out at the malls? Someone put hanging out at Jamestown Mall. St. Jude's Hall. Did you go to the dances? I loved going to the dances
that was
on Friday night.
A North County thing.
A North County? From New York over in North County? We have quadras or
you guys
what?
There's a different accent, and South County has a little different accent.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just like a hop, skip, drive away.
I know. I never hung out in North County.
Gosh, we love Friday night had the bands, the St. Jude's Hall, and then getting dropped off at the mall. You can't, and that's another thing.
Somebody
you can't go to the mall
Animal
anymore.
House.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. That was a dance place.
But did you go to the one off of, what is it? Three, what is it? The one in North
367?
County? 367? Yeah. See,
I think it was Limburg Animal House.
The Animal House I played at was the one.
You played at it?
Yeah, I sang in the Jay Berry band.
You're kidding.
No, me and Chris and Joe BB.
Must quit going there then.
Yeah, we played Animal House. It was the one right there off of Brentwood. And is it Brentwood?
I never went to that one.
Yeah.
That was really far away when you're only like 12 years old or whatever.
You're 3 years younger than me. So
yeah, let's make everyone know I'm younger. I'm not the older person. But it is fun when you think back of all the, it was such a different time. And somehow or another, we didn't have cell phones or any social media and everybody managed to be where we were at. How do we all know where to go? Must have been one heck of a trail of phone calls.
I like the picture of like the seven bicycles in the front yard, and that's how you knew where everybody was.
That's true. How about three-way calling in that when you got that, or when your phone would beep in because you didn't have to have a big busy signal? Because we used to stay on the phone, fall asleep on the phone. Like, you talk until the phone would be dangling at your ear at night. My parents must have never been able to use phone.
I'm not going to mention any names, but I actually have a friend of mine who doesn't have a cell phone.
Oh,
but wait. But doesn't even have call waiting
on their
home phone. I get the busy signal. I've never heard a busy signal except when I call this guy.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've heard one of those.
Like, really?
My mom still has the same
phone.
Then
I get in trouble for not calling them back. Well, you would have got my message, but you don't have call waiting. You don't have a cell
phone. But you remember getting rid of a house phone? Like, I had a phone up until probably 2 years ago, never used it, felt I needed it. It's so weird. Now I can't even imagine having a house phone, but my mom still has a house phone. It's the same number I grew up with.
Well, I know the older generation has house phones because a lot of them are tied into their those little safety buttons. First alerts.
Oh my gosh, mom does not have the clap on or whatever.
No, but I mean, they are. Some of the
life alert.
A lot of those are tied into
service.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that makes sense then. But yeah, so a lot of cool things, like, you know, thinking back and albums. Suzanne, I think a couple put listening to their favorite album. And then someone said, wait for it to make that and then turn it over and play the other
side. I like the description. The one guy said, listen to side A and then get out of my beanbag chair, get over and put it on side B and go back to my beanbag chair and chill out for the next 30 minutes.
So, Gordon, what's the phone number?
It is...
Oh, see, I thought you were the big guy that knew it, making fun of me.
I was saying it, 855-282-8255.
855-282-8255. Or talk if you want to figure it out on your phone. The reason why you're going to need that is because I have the trivia question before we go to break. And since it was St. Patrick's Day all freaking week long, my question is, which is brought to you by Club Fitness. And Club Fitness, we're going to be there live next week. Go to clubfitness.us and find out all about their 24 locations now? Because one just opened in Belleville. Incredible. They've got everything you could ever need there.
They have three plans, too. They got the basic, the guaranteed results, or the paid in full. The paid in full will give you 18 months with 6 months free.
But you can get a week free to try it out just by going to the website, which is really nice if you want to get. And that's what we did, actually, which was cool. So, all right, our trivia question brought to you by Club Fitness is, what color is the powder used to dye the Chicago River green? Have you ever been there and to see the green river?
I've been to Chicago, but not when it's been green.
It is so cool looking. I mean, it's wild to see it so green like that. I love it. So what's the color of the powder? Call us at 855-282-8255 right now to win that $50 gift certificate to the barn. You will not be sad about that. We're going to take it to a break, but we're going to be back and we're going to talk about a great fashion show coming up. And then we're going to meet a man who says, where have all the real men gone? Right here on 590 AM, The Fan.
Pocket, got my ticket in my hand. Ain't got time to talk, ain't got no time to explain. Ain't gonna ride no Greyhound, a midnight train.